stay-at-home orders, Francois, and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump has posted a lengthy speech online alleging serious irregularities in the presidential election and disputing the results. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Refusing to concede the election to Joe Biden, President Trump is digging in.
This may be the most important speech I've ever made.
During a 46-minute address posted on Facebook and YouTube, the president railed against absentee balloting, alleged that voting rolls were packed with ineligible voters, and vowed to keep up the fight.
By ensuring that every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballot is counted.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Health officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention once again are urging people not to travel for the upcoming holidays because of worries about the coronavirus. Dr. Henry Walke of the CDC.
CDC recommends that the best way to protect yourself and others is to postpone travel and stay home. If you do decide to travel, CDC recommends that travelers consider getting tested 1 to 3 days before travel, and then again 3 to 5 days after travel.
Tributes came from Republicans and Democrats alike today for retiring U.S. Senator Tennessee's Lamar Alexander. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Democrat Dianne Feinstein says between Alexander's years in the Senate and 8 years as Tennessee governor,
he served longer than any Tennessean who has held both jobs.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine says when it comes to crafting bills that can pass,
Lamar never gives up the search for a solution and for common ground.
Alexander retires January 3rd. Bob Agnew reporting.
Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 59 points, the NASDAQ dropped 5, the S&P up by 6, crude oil up to $45.28 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
at 404. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Former Nevada Secretary of State Ross Miller has been declared the winner in the hotly contested Clark County Commission District C race. The County Commission's unanimous decision to certify election results reversed their earlier decision to consider holding a special election. Miller officially defeated Las Vegas City Councilman Stavros Anthony by only 10 votes in a race where election officials identified 139 voting discrepancies, votes that could not be counted for either candidate. The County Commission's move leaves Anthony with just two options: ask for a recount or contest the results in court. In a release statement, Anthony said he will continue to make every effort to get a fair, transparent, and accurate election. Anthony will appear on the Kevin Wall Show just a little bit after 5 p.m. right here on AM 670. Do what you can when you can. That's what the city of Henderson is trying to do with what it calls restaurant grants. The city has set aside $1 million of the CARES Act money to help restaurants hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. $10,000 grants will be made to 100 eligible restaurants on a first-come, first-served basis. Restaurants must operate within the Henderson city limits to be eligible and must be submitted by this coming Friday afternoon.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Couple of crashes working right now. Interstate 15 southbound at Cary, the left lane is blocked there. Also, Interstate 15 southbound before Sahara. You're also bumper-to-bumper 15 south at Cheyenne. And look for overnight road work. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Tropical Parkway.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hard to believe it, but we are at December 2nd. The election was on November 3rd. And normally at this time, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, would be doing a deep dive on the numbers. We'd have forensic people from the RNC in, looking at the numbers, seeing what went right, what went wrong, what can we improve upon. But we've got races that are still underway. And joining us is Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. You're still busy, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Kevin, I want to thank you for getting me on, man. I mean, it's always an honor to be with you and your listeners, but especially right now with what's happening in Nevada is very, very sad for our state.
Let us begin with District C, the Clark County Commission race, where at least the county commission has declared Ross Miller the winner by 10 votes over Stavros Anthony. First of all, where are we? Stavros has some court options if he wants to use those. Is the party going to help him? What is your recommendation?
Well, we clearly stand behind Stavros. Whatever he wants to do, we're going to we'll be up front. It's a matter of he has to decide as a candidate where he wants to go with it. And obviously we have no problem. You see what we're doing right now. We're fighting the entire state, so we have no problem. It'd be an honor to fight for him because if you look at that election, especially the way even the county commissioner saw it, Joe Gloria looked at it and says, you know, there's definitely been some problems in this district.
139 discrepancies. Yeah.
Discrepancies, anomalies, yeah. So, you know, it's just common sense. And, you know, they tried to do the right thing, and then I think someone from the DNC called and said, hey, you know, they yanked all the chains of the Democrats on the board. And full disclosure, a lot of them, almost all of them, are friends of mine. And I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed because there's no reason they should have ever let this happen. They should have had the guts to stand up to it and say, look, there's a problem. This is about voter integrity across the state of Nevada. I don't know many people, Republican, Democrat, Independents, right now that have confidence in the voting system in the state of Nevada, much less America right now.
Is this a problem of the mail-in vote, AB4, or is it something deeper? Is there just some dirty pool going on with the Democrats?
Well, clearly, I think, you know, the whole thing was a setup from the beginning when they changed the law from a felony. They said we're gonna allow ballot harvesting. We're gonna make sure it's not a felony anymore. We're gonna take that off the books. And then they passed in the middle of the night. It was done. Look, the table was set for them to have options on what was going to take place. The mass mailing in the primary, we saw for a fact right there, it was so much of a scam, and it was disgusting what happened. Thousands of ballots were found out on the streets. People that don't live here anymore were getting ballots. It took till 3 in the morning to get it passed. So we sound the alarm, and then they decided to go on TV and pat themselves in the back on Channel 4 and talk about what a great election it was. And that right there set the table to show there was going to be a problem. We knew there was going to be a problem. To be this widespread, and you got to thank the team, Jesse Law, who's doing Election Day Operation, and Jesse Bunnell and Matt Slapp and Rick Cornell, all of them that have been working so hard to make things happen like this. Adam Laxalt have been really pushing forward to try and make things, get it out in the open, find the evidence, depositions, and they're going to have their day in court tomorrow in the state of Nevada.
Now, let me just ask you, because we've been here before. I mean, I remember back to the Sharon Angle, Harry Reid election, and everybody swore up and down that there was cheating going on there. But everybody always comes back with, you know, all the Democrats come back with, well, show me the evidence. Well, okay, do we have evidence?
Yes.
Yeah, what kind of evidence?
They're about to get 8,000-plus pages of evidence. There's a big one coming. I mean, obviously, this has been a step aside from the Republican Party. We've allowed this to take place. We've been working with national. This has not been a local organization. This has been a national organization. We've put everybody together with mass volunteers. Obviously, the minds nationally, Rudy Giuliani, and again, Rick
Grinnell
has been helping. Yeah. And also, you look at what's been going on with Jesse Bunnell, who's our lead attorney here from national. It's just been a large operation that's been taking place. And this is not Sharon Angle. This is something where it's a deep dive. What happened with Sharon and Senator Reid, I do respect. This is a deep dive that has gone into this entire thing to show there was irregularities, to show there was dead people voting, to show many people that have multiple states voted multiple states. People who didn't live here voted. So when you start to look at that, I know for a fact we did really well in the state. I mean, if you just look at, we have the graphs they had and the algorithms that showed we were going to go and what we expected to win, what we expected to lose. And I think there's such a corruption that took place. It's disgusting, and it's a sad day for Nevada.
Now, even if you win Nevada, are you convinced that there's enough strength in Georgia and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan that you'll be able to win this election, or is this just an exercise in futility?
No, not an exercise in futility. I think you have to look at it. You know, when we first started this, you know, the Democrats and all of them, you know, many of the people in charge were pounding the chest saying, there's no corruption, there's no corruption, there's no corruption. And now they're saying, well, there's not that much corruption, or there wasn't that much. So it went from, there's no voter problem, now there's like, well, maybe there is a small voter problem. How much is, and this is, Kevin, this is something where, you know, your listeners and everybody living in Nevada, how much they want to tolerate? You know, when you have something that takes place like this, where you have dead people voting, where you're allowed in the rolls, when you have people that are their address, this is their address. Imagine this. Their address is at the corner of Decatur and Charleston, and it says resident, and they're allowed to vote. I mean, this is stuff that takes place in Venezuela, other third world countries, as I talked with your producer. You know, it's the same thing. This type of underhandedness, America's better than this. So, you know, it's going to be something, Kevin, where they're going to take it, and America has to decide how much corruption they're going to allow. You know, how much they're going to fight for voter integrity. You know, if you're working a union and you go to vote for the secretary, treasurer, and president, you have to show an ID and you have to vote. If you live in Mexico, you have to show an ID and a thumbprint to vote. So But here we allow widespread corruption. And, you know, there has to be some. I think this is going to set a whole new standard for America. If people want to stand up and be counted, if not, I think this country's lost.
Michael McDonald joining us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. How do we change it? Tell me how we change it.
Well, the main thing is to put light on it, be able to get on, and obviously what you're allowing me to do right now, which I'm greatly appreciated for. But more importantly, when you have the evidence and you provide it, there are several people in they want this election to go away. They keep trying to push in the shadows. And the problem is there's such a large following of President Trump, and there's such a large following of people in Nevada, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, that are not going to allow it to take place that happened to start with Anthony. They're not going to allow their votes to be stolen. They're not going to allow dead people to vote. They're not going to allow mysterious people who don't live here to vote, shady addresses, vacant lots to vote. There has to come a time when you say enough's enough. And I think that's what we're looking at right now. And obviously the president's driving it. That's how you keep it out there. You have to keep the pulse alive. And, you know, you have to sit down in unison. Obviously there's always the ankle biters that are the naysayers that always want to blame somebody rather than get down and stand shoulder to shoulder and fight this. Everybody's always, especially inside the Republican Party, we've seen that in the past, everybody wants to have their own little day in court, and they want to talk about how great they are, rather than stand shoulder to shoulder and fight the Democrats, not each other. I think this time right now, you're going to start to see that. I think because we were able to show the corruption, we were able to show that their votes were stolen, that if we don't stand shoulder to shoulder, you might as well just sign up to be a Democrat rather than stand with Republicans.
We are on the cusp of a February 1st session of the Nevada legislature. The AB 4 and the mail-in votes, they were all a product of the pandemic. It was done in the middle of the night. And a lot of people are going to be asking, where's the emergency now? Is there still an emergency? And how do we defang, if you will, this governor, Governor Sisolak?
Well, I think you look at it this way. I think that, you know, the pandemic was a vehicle they used. It was the cover they used to get this thing passed. If they truly cared about what was taking place, this would normally take years to pass. The right legislation. Instead of a band of fraternity brothers and sorority sisters up there at the legislature getting together and not working for all Nevadans, just working for the Democrats, that's what I said. What they did was an abomination to the state law. They used it under the guidelines and the hood of the night to pass this bill when no one else could partake. And we tried. We had 5,000 plus people that said, look, don't do this. They didn't care. And the biggest quote was when it came to Robin Titus. Robin Titus was told, our minority leader was told point blank, we don't care what you say. You're in the minority. It doesn't matter to us. She was told that by the leader of the Democrat Party. So that is not all for Nevada. That is entirely one-sided. And if that's how you want to play, you know, that's been the problem for Nevadans, and Nevadans need to wake up and realize that.
Let me just ask you, statewide, you're contending that dead people voted. I mean, all kinds of really just bizarre stuff that has happened. And I guess my question is, are you convinced that we can clean this up in the minority, or is this going to take another election where we make more inroads in the assembly, in the state senate, and take over those bodies? Is that what it's going to take in order to elicit change?
Well, I think I've been very careful in rather than pointing fingers. I've been reserved about this, obviously, several times. On your show, I've been very reluctant to point fingers in the show until we actually had proof. We now have proof. And I'll make sure that you have a copy of it as well after it goes to court tomorrow. But you'll be able to see it, and when they start presenting the proof, we can then bring it forward. As far as how do you change it, you have to keep this. You have to go to court. You have to start holding people accountable. The worst thing that happened, Kevin, yesterday, is the Clark County is running like a spoiled child. They don't care what the judge said. We got a court ruling from a judge that we got a chance to go and inspect a voting machine. We brought in forensic auditors. They come in, and Joe Gloria and his people, I can't say it was Joe, but some of his people, from what I was told, they said, no, you can look at it, you can't inspect it. It says inspect, not observe. It was a joke, but they did. They said you're allowed to look at it, and we're going to turn it on for you, and that was it. It's disgusting. If the people really want to keep this going, keep the fight going, that's what we intend to do for the Republican Party, is you have to stay involved, and you have to be able to get it out in the open. And, Kevin, I'm telling you, not because I'm on your show, but this is one of the ways to get it done, is being on get it out to your people, get it out to your listeners, so they can pass judgment, and they can see the proof.
Let me ask you, just in our final couple of minutes, Joe Gloria has been at the center of this. What about Barb Zagafsky and her role? Could she have done something more to prevent this?
I don't know what she could have done. I mean, as Secretary of State, I mean, we raised it that at the level when the pandemic came, in talking to the clerks, there was evidently a mass communication between people asking what Barbara could do, and then Barbara responding. So I don't know what more she could have done. I think, you know, at the behest of being critical, I know for a fact what took place until Gloria was done on the cover tonight. I know Barbara Zagafsky, every time we've asked for something, she's been available to at least hear from us and at least give us the conversation to allow us to have that to move forward. Republican, Democrat, whatever. She's always been able to have an open conversation. Where in Joe Gloria's team, I'm not saying Joe, I'm saying his team down at the county, is we saw it happen yesterday, where they don't care what the judge says. When we ask a FOIA request, they ignore the FOIA request. These are legal documents. We're using the legal challenges, and they don't care. They're just saying we don't care. So the only way we have to get this is keep going back to court, keeping the media, and make sure, you know, hold people in contempt, have them fined, and that's the only way we're going to be able to get things done. Because at the end of the day, what the Democrats are trying to do is run the clock. So this literally goes away, and everybody resumes their lives, and this is a forgotten problem. But I think right now with the President of the United States, Donald Trump is going nowhere, regardless of how this election comes out. I know I'm going nowhere. You're not going anywhere. We'd love to keep this going, but the Republican Party is going to fight harder than we ever have. That's why we've got the attention here national. We have national media attention that's been covering this election for Nevada.
Michael, and again, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us in our final minute. Joe Gloria has been at the center of this thing, and my question is, there have been some reports that he has been trying to dodge process servers and does not want to be deposed. Will he be deposed? Is he being deposed? Has he been deposed over the course of the last 24 hours?
That is up to I leave that to the legal team. I know they've been trying to track him. They've been trying to track him down. He avoided process. He ducked and dodged and disappeared. And that's obviously by his right as an American. But hopefully they found him and they have him served. They're going to be able to go from there.
Very good. Michael, always good to visit with you. We will continue to talk about this. Matt Schlapp is going to be on with us at 4:30. So we'll get a chance to visit with him and get the national
great
perspective.
Yep.
We'll do that. Thank you so much, my friend. You stay safe out there.
All right, man. God bless. God bless your listeners, man. Thank you so much.
There you go. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. Stay where you are. More to do. Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union. Yeah. He's going to join us. He's been at the center of this effort, this national effort that is zeroed in on Nevada. We are taking center stage. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020.
that's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by our friends at Bye Bye Fungus. For a limited time only, take 20% off your order. Just tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Call Bye Bye Fungus, 800-258-3635. That number again, 800-258-3635. 800-258-3635. Or visit byebyefungus.com. Use the discount code WALL. That's the discount code WALL. I want you to hear, and this is going to be interesting. Kayleigh McEnany from the podium today had this reaction from the president to the Bill Barr comments on election fraud. He said there's no widespread, there's no evidence of widespread fraud across the country. This was Kayleigh McEnany. Cut to go.
I want to ask you about comments that the Attorney General made to the Associated Press. He said, quote, "To date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election." Given that, why hasn't President Trump conceded?
So first, he went on to say this. It was in an AP interview where he made that initial comment. But in that same AP interview, he went on to say that he thinks a lot of people are confusing the use of the federal criminal justice system with allegations that should be made in civil lawsuits. And he discerned the fact that, he said, quote, "there's a growing tendency to use the criminal justice system as sort of a default fix-all. And the campaign's litigation is all civil litigation, which is apart from something that the DOJ would be involved in."
Up with you on that of more than 40 cases that have been brought by the president's legal team The majority have been denied or dismissed. The election results have been certified in all of the battleground states. Does the president still think he has a path to win?
The president has said that he believes all legal votes should be counted and all legal votes should not be counted. And in fact, the campaign is pursuing that litigation. I can't get into the details of that litigation here, but they still do have active cases in Nevada and Wisconsin.
But how does he overturn the results when they've already been certified in these battleground states?
Again, the president is just looking for every legal vote to be counted, and I will leave it to